Hello, Deborah. Hello, hello, hello. How are you today?
Hello, Nisi. How you doing?
I'm doing
That's
fantastic.
wonderful. You look great too.
So today we're going to be talking about food and culture. Food and culture. I mean, it goes together like peanut butter and jelly.
Ooh, like brown rice and some stir-fried broccoli with some red onions and fresh garlic.
So tell me who you are. Let's start off about you. Let's give you a brief introduction of Miss Deborah Ahmed. Who are you?
Oh man, I'm a few people, yes, in this one body. I am a culturalist. I am a dancer. I am by profession the executive director of the Better Family Life Cultural, Educational, and Business Center, headquartered at 5415 Page Boulevard in St. Louis. And I must say, our building is the most architecturally beautiful building
Yes, it
on the
is.
whole boulevard of Page.
Yes, it is. I love Better Family Life.
I am a wife. I've been married to Malik Ahmed, who is the founder and former and first CEO of Better Family Life, and recently retired in May of last year, 2020. He and I've been married for 39 years.
Oh,
We'll be
wow,
40 September the 6th.
that is
That
wonderful.
is,
That's
I know.
39 years is like, something to an example of true love.
That's right, and
True love.
commitment.
And I know in all those years of love that you all had some good food, different
Ah,
foods.
we did. And can I also say, I'm a mother
Yes,
of
continue.
a grown son, Shabazz Ahmed, and the grandmother of three beautiful grandchildren, Aaliyah, Anaya, and Amir. So enough about me. People got
Oh, that's okay. They
a
need to know, who you
little
are, and I just want to say thank you for being a part of this
You're
podcast
very
today.
welcome.
I
You're very
admire
welcome.
you. I admire your work. I love the building that you and your husband had a vision for. It was a place where I came to exercise my entrepreneurship.
And you did a superb job too, Nisa. Just
I
absolutely
mean, you
superb.
all set a foundation for people to discover different layers of themselves. And that I do appreciate. I have some questions for you today.
You
I
do?
sure do.
Fire away, my
And
sister.
by this being Black History Month, we want to kind of focus on, Black culture, Black family, food, soul food, and things that keep us tied, as a family. So, food, what does that mean to you?
Ooh. Food is healing.
Yes.
Food is nourishment.
Yes.
Food is nutrition. Food is socializing. It brings people
Yes,
together.
it merges everything
Yes,
together.
food is enjoyment. Food is pleasure. And for African Americans, I believe we must redefine what we mean by soul, SOUL, food.
Correct.
That we need to create dishes that feed, that nourish our bodies and our souls, and don't bring illness,
Correct.
don't bring demise, don't bring death even to
Yes, it helps
us.
build our immune system. Soul food is basically African American cuisine.
It is.
And we kind of came about with that terminology from the scraps and things that we didn't get to have as far as foods that we weren't able to have access to. We got like a lot of bony items, a lot of
Fatty items.
things that wasn't healthy for
Yeah, that's
us.
very true.
So we
That's very
use
true.
herbs and spices and things from nature, from the universe's actual natural ingredients, such as greens and cabbage and different things to help us stay strong. Because greens, I mean, that's one of the top things that we use for a side dish for soul food, but it's one of the healthier side
It
dishes that
is
we
because
can
you're getting your
use.
vitamin A, you're getting your
And
C,
your
your vitamin
C.
C, you're getting your
Yes.
vitamin D, you're getting your phosphorus. I mean, there's so much stuff that comes from the mustard, the kale, the turnips, spinach. It's just a lot. And can I segue for a second?
Yes, please.
From the food, I just want to give honor to the man who is responsible for us having a Black History Month,
Okay.
Dr. Carter G. Woodson, Dr.
Okay.
Carter Godwin, mm-hmm. Woodson. He was an educator. He was a writer. He was a scholar. Mm-hmm. He was an historian. His expertise was in African American history. And he strongly believed that Black people, African Americans, must study our history in order to know who we are and chart a path for our future. And in order to do that, you have to know from whence you have come. So all of that will be put into a perspective of empowerment and self-determination. And in 1926, he advocated for and created the first celebration of what was known as Negro History Week. Mm-hmm. He followed that with his seminal publication called The Miseducation of the Negro. And that was published in 1932.
So we got all kind of history.
Yeah, we do. We do. And a lot of African Americans believe that white folks gave us Black History Month. Let me say it now. Not true. Not true. Not true. Mm-hmm. That was a excellent expression of Kuchichakuli, a self-determination where we define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves without being defined, named, created, and spoken for
That's
by
right.
others. So we were defining our importance, right? We were naming ourselves and saying, and at the time it was Negro History Week, right? Because mm-hmm. Negro was how we referred to ourselves. So in 1976, when the bicentennial of the United States of America occurred, Negro History Week was expanded to Negro History Month. So we're talking about in 76. Mm-hmm. And as African Americans, as Black folks began to feel like we need to come out of this term, Negro. What is the origin of that word, Negro? Where does it come from? Does it come from the word Black, or does it come from necro, which in Greek means death, right? Mm. So let us move past that and claim the beauty of who we are mm-hmm. as Black people, and let us call it Black History Month.
That is well said.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. I mean, we create our own reality.
We have to.
Doing this from way back when.
Yes, we have been. Yes,
and so it's been. Like, it's amazing that you worded it that way, because I've been tapping into my new version of me. You know,
yes, ma'am.
Just, and it feels good when you meet new versions of you.
Yes. Yes.
And it's breathtaking.
It is breathtaking. And you look breathtaking today, too.
Thank you.
Sister.
Thank you yes. so much.
Yeah, we both got on fabrics from Ghana today.
Yes, thank you. And I really appreciate
good.
The garment.
Oh.
This is very,
pleasure.
Very nice.
Hey, you look good.
I mean, and it's handmade, so you know that it has mm-hmm. a spirit on it in itself.
It does. It
so I love the colors. I love how it makes me feel. I mean, it feels like I'm there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You are here.
All right. Second question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
How does soul food, hearty foods, play a part in your everyday life? Well, our everyday life.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Nisi, since we have been, okay, let me back up. I like to cook.
Okay.
My mother taught my sister and I how to cook.
Okay.
My sister was what I call a gourmet cook, mm-hmm. right? And when Mama taught us how to cook, we didn't measure anything. She taught us a pinch of this. A handful of this, look at it. If it looks right, it's okay. And taste your food as you cook it. Now, mm-hmm. that doesn't work too well when you're baking. But
wisdom measurements.
You know, I like that wisdom measurements. Yes, ma'am. And when you're cooking everything else, that process of seasoning works. So food was something that was always very important for us. And going out when I was little was a real treat, like going to White Castle or Kentucky mm-hmm. Fried Chicken, right?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, we ate. Now, I'm going to bring this up to being married, being a mother, having guests and family and friends over, right? I've always cooked. And Malik, my husband, he also cooks.
Mm-hmm.
Since the shutdown, right,
mm-hmm.
last year,
mm-hmm.
I feel like we have a menu in our house of what to choose from. There is so much cooking going on in our kitchen.
But isn't that therapeutic
oh
and bringing
God.
You together?
Girl, yes.
You don't have
yes,
to eat
I
out.
Love
you
it.
Got to, it's like
and,
time
and,
in the kitchen.
And you know what? I know there's a lot of restaurants that are hurting right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying that people should not support those restaurants, especially those Black-owned businesses that mm-hmm. are in the, because you're in the business of yes. food preparation for other people.
Yes.
So keep doing that. And, not but, and it's important to learn how to be a master, a mistress in your own kitchen.
Correct.
The kitchen is a place of healing, right? Because when you cook good food,
yes,
nurturing, nourishing food, you are engaged in healing. So it is important even that your mindset, Nisa, you know this, girl, you prepare food all the time.
I know.
That your mindset, your heart be in the right place because you want to put that love into the food so people can feel good. Feel so good.
That's right. That's why it says so good.
Business. Nisi, that feels so good. Right? After you eat my food,
exactly.
After eating Nisi's food.
You feel yeah. good. Mm-hmm. You feel energized. You want to do stuff.
That's
it's
right.
It's like good food puts you in a good mood.
That's right. I like that. Good food puts you.
Good food.
Girl, you better hold on to that one.
I'm going
to
hold on to that one. That might be the next.
Put you in a good mood.
Yeah, you know, I might yes. come up with something with that. But, you know, food is just very important to me
it
and
is.
To the world. Like, everybody needs food.
Yes.
It's one
yes.
of our human basic needs.
Yes, it
we
is.
We need food. We need shelter. We need
mm-hmm. we need
so
clothing.
Many things.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but
we
food
do.
Helps you think. It helps
it
the mind. It helps decision making. It's just.
It does.
And it goes with our culture.
In fact, Nisi, talk about that dish that you make so well. With
well,
the
which
noodles.
One?
I know which one.
Oh, I'm so
with
sorry.
The noodles and the broccoli. And
you're
the
talking
tomato.
About my veggie pasta. That's a
yes.
that's a favorite of many.
Yes.
That's a favorite
it
of many.
So good.
But it's basically some angel hair pasta, mm-hmm. okay? And it's marinated in some special herbs and spices, and it comes with tomatoes and cucumbers.
Wait, excuse me. Special herbs? Are you going to share the special herbs?
I'm going to get those herbs and spices okay. packaged so you can
oh.
have it as a household favorite.
Go ahead.
I want to work on having tasty seasonings from That's So Good.
Mm.
This tasty seasoning, it goes on everything. It's an all-purpose seasoning.
Well, that'll be
you
great.
Can use it for everything.
That'll be great.
But
yeah.
the pasta is very good, and it's very healthy for you.
Yes,
and it's
it is.
Fulfilling, and if you want to be bad with it, just add meat to it.
Mm.
But your favorite, as I can remember, is the sweet potato pie.
Yes, ma'am. I love your sweet potato pie.
With the graham cracker crust.
Yes, ma'am.
And the praline honey drizzle on top.
Mm-hmm. That you make vegan.
Yes. Yes. So you really have inspired me to eat healthier.
Yes.
Let
I'm
me
so
say
good.
That.
Thank
and
you.
Since I've been doing work with Better Family Life, 2017 all the way up until March 2020, when COVID hit, I was introduced to good food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, things that you normally wouldn't eat. That looked nasty actually tasted good. I mean, and fresh herbs, fresh like hummus and avocados and this mm-hmm. stuff that I thought was like ew, Brussels sprouts. Mm. Oh my God, bold seasonings. I mean, you taught me that
I love
as well.
I love Brussels sprouts now. I've learned how to properly cook them and not just boiling them to death.
Yes.
Like, ew, that's nasty.
And it's just also, let me say, before we get to the next question and, you know, wrap everything up, because we do have an announcement to make about our love and appreciation giveaway.
Okay.
And towards the end of this, for you, how did you come up with Better Family Life? What did you and Malik do together behind the scenes to say, we want to come up with a place to help the community? We want to have a place where people can have resources and educate, you know, people on things that they don't know. What came up with that whole idea? Because that's where I was birthed from. My whole business came from the third floor of your building.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of want you to tell, you know, me and the audience as well, like, what was the mindset to produce this type of building for people like me to come in and discover their gift?
Okay. To your listeners, I want y'all to put on your listening ears because I'm going to be talking fast, and I'm trying to make a break in my breath.
Mm-hmm.
Malik and his family had a concessionary business in
okay.
New York.
Mm-hmm.
His youngest brother, Kasim, came up with the name Better Family Life after it was initially called Black Family Life. Kasim said, no, but Black people got to be about a better family life.
That's right.
So when Malik and I moved to St. Louis, and he And I both took a serious look at what was going on with the African American community here and wanted to make a change, building upon the foundation that we had already been moving our lives upon separately before we met. When we came together, it was kind of like not an explosion, but it was a synthesizing mm-hmm. of two areas of interest that he and I both had. So taking that name, Better Family Life, and how do we make it into concrete reality? So bringing some people together of like minds, some African Americans in the St. Louis area, and let us talk about what is it that we can do in St. Louis to uplift the Black community. So we were first a membership-based group of folks. We donated funds every Friday. We met. We went to each other's houses and we ate, Nisi, we ate delicious food. We ate nutritious food. Sometimes it was vegetarian. Sometimes it was vegan. Sometimes it had some meat, but it was always nutritional. It was always nutritious. And it was in those gatherings that we continued to talk and plan about what it is that we can do to uplift Black people in the city of St. Louis and in the metropolitan area. So we did things. We did Kwanzaa celebrations. We did a celebration in honor of Malcolm X, who, by the way, yesterday, mm-hmm. 56 years ago, this is a part of our Black history, was assassinated at the Audubon Ballroom in mm-hmm. Harlem in New York yesterday, 56 years ago. Okay, so that's a part of our history. We did an honoring of his birthday. We did Kwanzaa celebrations. We came up with a annual fundraiser called the Unity Ball. So it's upon that foundation of doing special annual events that mm-hmm. we began to build programming. What can we do for our young people? What can we do directly for families? How do we do that together? So we just kept building. We hired our first employee, Cassandra, who still works for us today
mm-hmm. at the Girl Cultural Center on Page.
Yeah, shout out to Cassandra. And you know, we just kept building and molding and reviewing. We made mistakes. We kept building, reviewing, remolding, reformatting. We made mistakes. Build. I mean, you know, you fall down, you get up. You
That's
fall
right.
down, you get up.
You're not
because
broken,
you believe.
You
yeah, you don't break your stride because we believed that we were on the right path, that God had inspired us, that put us here in St. Louis to do this work that we were doing. And St. Louis is a place that we almost left a couple of times, but God said, I'm going to shut you down. You coming right on back here. You know?
That
and, you know,
fantastic.
We eventually got to the point that we had all these employees and we are now in a building that is right around the corner from where Malik and I live. That was used to be called the Ralph Waldo Emerson Elementary School. Mm-hmm. And Malik and I left home one morning and I said, Malik, that's it. That's our cultural center. That's our future home.
It was a feeling.
It was. And we bought that building June 29th in 2005. We moved in it February the 26th, 2013. And you have been a beneficiary of the programs of Better Family Life.
Yes.
The young man is in the studio with us, Xander Sims.
Yes, shout out to Xander.
Hey, Xander.
Hey.
Xander was an employee of Better Family Life.
Yes.
He was our graphic designer and he handled our marketing. So we have touched so many lives. There have been people that have come through our programs who are now employees of Better Family Life. I
yes.
want to give a shout out to all the employees of Better Family Life, all the members, the board, our current, okay, should I still say interim CEO, Daryl Grimes.
Everybody.
I mean, everybody.
The whole
you know,
family.
We have just been working so cohesively. And Nisi, I can't thank you enough because the way you continue to spread the good word about Better Family Life is really kind of like nothing I've experienced before for the people who've come through mm-hmm. our programs.
Mm-hmm.
You're not an employee,
mm-hmm.
right? And you are growing in your area of entrepreneurship
mm-hmm.
on how to prepare and deliver and pass on the good knowledge and word
mm-hmm.
of good eating.
Yes, and it all came from building my self-esteem first.
Yes, ma'am.
It had to come from within for
mm-hmm.
me to give anything. I had to feel good inside to produce
mm-hmm.
anything good. And
mm-hmm.
and that was a part of the program that I liked. You know, I stayed after the classes and I walked around the building and talked to everybody, you know, just introduce myself and network. And it actually pays off. So everybody you meet in life is actually meant to be met for you to go to a next step in your life whenever that time
That's
comes.
True.
And I just want to say thank you to your vision
and
to
you.
All the employees that helped assist me, bought food, the visitors that came into the building, you know, Fox 2 News, just different people that give me an opportunity to
mm-hmm.
share my gift with people. I'm just so grateful.
And you constantly share it. And Nisi, food is so important to every culture.
And food is love.
Oh, food is love. And cultures also identify themselves by the foods that they prepare.
Correct.
So I started out saying it's so important for African Americans for us to reformat how we prepare our soul food. So, you know, we make those greens.
Mm-hmm.
Don't kill them greens. You know, just blanch them.
That's right.
Put some fresh herbs in there, some olive oil.
Oh, yes.
Season it. Instead of using that iodized salt, use some sea salt.
Sea
use
salt.
Some Himalayan salt. You know what I'm saying?
I already know. And it tastes so much better.
Some cilantro, some basil.
Arugula.
Yes, arugula.
And, turmeric.
Some
and
rosemary. All that stuff.
I'm hungry now.
You know, and study herbs. Study the healing power.
How it builds the immune system.
Yes. Know about what ginger does to your upper respiratory system.
Mm.
Fresh ginger. Learn how to crush that ginger and eat it. It's hot. It's got fire to it. Learn the difference between cayenne
mm-hmm.
pepper and black pepper and the healing properties of them.
Mm-hmm.
Learn about what fennel can do. When you have an upset stomach, make yourself some fennel tea, some caraway tea, or some ginger tea, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can settle your stomach. Also learn about the healing property and the power of sleep.
Rest.
Nice sleep.
Yes.
And drinking plenty of water.
Mm-hmm.
And starting your day out with some fresh fruit.
Because it helps refresh you.
It does.
And when you eat good things, you have a good result.
Yes, ma'am.
I swear it works every time.
You do. Because what comes in your body, what goes in your mouth, is supposed to go out the other way.
It sure does.
You don't want it to stay up in there. You want it to go out the other way.
But it's actually a good cleanser for your digestive system.
Yes,
you know, greens, it helps you.
It does.
It helps with constipation. It helps with heart disease.
It does.
It helps
they
with...
Do.
Diabetes, so you know, it's just got so many benefits.
So much.
That's
it's so much. And you know, right now with this pandemic, one of the reasons I'm not dealing with the inequities in the healthcare system right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not dealing with the racist practices in the health system. I'm dealing now with what we can control as a people. One of the reasons that the pandemic, COVID-19, has stricken African Americans so much is because of the quality of our health, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because so many of us do have hypertension, so many of us have diabetes, so many of us suffer from heart disease,
mm-hmm.
so many of us have been stricken with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
There is a huge degree of control that we have over our susceptibility to those illnesses by making better choices in what we put in our mouths,
mm-hmm.
right? What we eat, how we prepare our food, when we eat, the level of exercise that we get, the amount of sleep that
mm-hmm.
we get. We have got to own what is ours to own and make those positive and progressive changes.
And you will see results.
Yes,
you
will see.
You just apply
different
cooking techniques and different nutritional ingredients.
Yes.
You will see a result. It is a phenomenal, result. And I used to be 300 pounds.
Look at you.
Let's see, 286.
Okay.
So close to three. But however, it came from better eating habits. You know, you can eat what you want, but smaller portions.
You lost so much of that now.
Smaller portions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like eat what you like, but smaller portions.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do a whole bunch of exercise. You don't have to take a whole bunch of pills. It's just like, you know, having a routine of eating small portions.
That's true. And exercise is good.
It's good, but I don't want people to think, I gotta lose weight. I gotta work myself to death. No.
No, you don't.
Just have a routine of exercising every day or maybe mm-hmm. at least two or three times a week and then mm-hmm. have smaller portions of what you like.
Yes.
It's just kind of, you know, in my opinion, soul food is kind of everybody's everyday food. It's just that today I just kind of wanted to give our audience a little introduction on some foods that are soul food, some of our family favorites, a healthier version, a healthier way of eating it. And mm-hmm. we spoke on that as far as, you know, instead of using oil and stuff like that, we can just saute it,
mm-hmm.
steam it, stir fry it.
Use some olive oil, use some safflower oil, use some sunflower oil.
Avocado oil, mm-hmm. Peanut oil.
Grapeseed oil. I mean, there's a lot of choices out here.
A lot of substitutes.
Yes.
So, soul food. I got a question. I mean, I got a comment to say.
Go ahead, girl.
So, I came up with...
This your show.
I came with Soul Tree. And Soul Tree is the way I use soul food. Because Soul Tree is from the soul. Mm-hmm. So, it's like when you're preparing food, it's from your soul and from the tree of your ancestry. So, it's like you're getting the spirit and the vibes from the tree of your ancestry, the soul tree. Food. Mm-hmm. So soul food, soul tree. You know, I just wanted to twist
like
it up a little
profound,
bit.
Yeah.
It's the tree of the soul of you, mm-hmm. which helps you produce this good food. Like you said, wisdom measurements. Mm-hmm. You know, if it was a pre-plant.
You actually said wisdom measurements.
Because
just
a pinch of this, a pinch of that. I mean, mm-hmm. it's whatever you know, it tastes good. And it comes from routine.
It does.
So it's like if you do it one certain kind of way and it come out that way, you don't have to worry about measurements. You know, a good cook always knows what tastes good.
That is very true. And our ancestors in this country and those across the waters on the continent of Africa knew how to cook.
Yes, they had no choice.
Season,
they was hungry.
You know, and I think that's one of those traditions that has carried through us. It's like in our genetic memory. I think Black people know how to cook like nobody.
It's in our blood.
Else. Yeah, and I've done a lot of traveling around this world, and mm-hmm. I've eaten some good food.
What's the favorite? Where is the place that you went that had your best food? If you had to pick a place around the world that you travel, who had the best food?
Nepal and India.
Mmm. Seasonings. Mm.
Nepal, India, and Greece.
Mmm.
Yeah. India and Nepal, the spices. Oh, my God. In fact, when we were in the United Arab Emirates, we were in Dubai mm-hmm. and Abu Dhabi. We went to a spice market. It was in Abu Dhabi. We went to a spice market.
Okay. And what's a spice market?
Well, it's a market literally where you go to buy spices.
Okay.
And they had mountains of spices. Now, I'm saying mountain, right? But if you all can see me on the screen, they were like... about 36 inches high mm-hmm. and shaped like a cone. So it went up and then it came down.
So it was like a beautiful display of spices.
Oh my gosh, yes. Cumin, saffron, turmeric, salt, peppers, probably bay leaves. Mm. I mean, all kinds of spices. So when you walk through, it was like
you smell the natural herbs of nature.
You're in heaven. You are in heaven.
You see how we
goodness.
Can just go on and on
yeah.
and on about food because
yeah.
food is everything.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And it's like we just gotta let everybody know that food is very important.
It is. And let me also say, when I was in Mali,
okay,
in Senegal and West Africa,
okay.
Oh God, can you all get from what I'm saying from my expression? Oh God. Food was so good. And I loved watching those. And it was the women.
Mm-hmm.
I loved watching the women prepare the food, especially when they had the mortar and the pestle. So for those of you all who don't know what a mortar and pestle is, think back to when you were in high school in that chemistry class
mm-hmm.
and you had that bowl, right? And you had that stick in your hand and you had to pound something.
Okay, yes.
So in West Africa, and I'm sure this is true all over the continent, but West Africa is what I've experienced. In West Africa, they have mortars and pestles that are big and they're made out of wood. So the women, if there's more than one, they're very rhythmic with it. So they throw up the pestle, clap their hands, catch it, put it down, throw up the
Okay.
I mean, it was music. So you get all this rhythm, and then the food, and then it goes into your body.
So,
and it
so that's why when
feel,
people eat, they be like,
yeah,
so good.
That's so good. That's so good.
Oh, yes. That's so good. Yes. That would be fantastic. Well, speaking of dance, culture comes mm-hmm. from a lot of Black dance, and I know you know a lot about that.
Dance is culture.
Yes,
culture
it
is. Dance.
And it's expression
yes.
of feeling and emotion.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Pure rhythm, perfect timing. And one event that Better Family Life does every year. Fortunately, we didn't do it last year because of the pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. But this year, we're celebrating the 35th anniversary of our National Dance Festival, Black Dance USA, a celebration and movement. It's going to be April 7th through the 14th. Okay. It will be virtual.
I was going to say virtual.
It's
going to
be virtual.
Okay.
Okay. And it's going to be for eight consecutive days, from a Wednesday to a Wednesday. Okay. We've got 12 different artists who are going to be teaching a variety of things. And I must give you our website. It's betterfamilylife.org.
Did you get that? BetterFamilyLife.org. It's got so many different cool things on there.
Yes.
Check that out.
Check it out and check out Black Dance USA and all the other programs that Better Family Life is engaged in, mm-hmm. our messaging to the community. Mm-hmm. Right now, people can do early voting at the Cultural Center, 4415 Page Boulevard. I'm just going to remind everybody that our local primary is going to be next week.
Okay.
On the 3rd. So you can come to the building and do early voting. And this is the first time we've been involved with early voting. We've
that
been
in is election good. Site people for that year. Don't know, now they need to know. They can know they can vote early and get out the way.
Yes. Yes. And we're still basically closed. Let me, how do I rephrase this? We're partially open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing our clients in the building on the first floor.
Okay.
Most folks who come in have appointments. Mm-hmm. But we are still open, I shouldn't say but, we are still open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't missed a beat. We have been doing more things because we're able to do some things virtually that we were not able to do before so much in person. So we're able also to reach a lot of people. So even with Black Dance USA, a celebration and movement, our prayers that we reach people from around the world because we're going to be virtual.
Yes, and so everybody in the house, they should be able to tune in at least one time.
At least, and we want you to tune in a whole lot of times, right? But at least one time.
At least one time.
But do it more than one time.
I just love it. I just absolutely love it. Well, I would like to say that this is my fourth year in business because I started in February 2017. So this is like an anniversary, a virtual anniversary for me.
Is
for
this
food
your
and
anniversary?
Culture.
Yes, ma'am.
And
can
so,
I give you a hand?
Shout out. Yes. And so I'm just excited to have still staying relevant, you know, pivoting to reach a broader audience. I want to start some cooking shows and, you know, volunteer out some new recipes where people can have as their household favorites and even go virtual with them and cook with them from home. And that'll be something cool to do. I'm going to have music in my background. Going to be kind of like,
that's right,
you know, entertaining, you know.
Throw it up, clap, put it down. Throw it up, clap.
And so we're at our 30, we've been here about 30 minutes or so. I really love the conversation. It's very healthy. We got some viewers making some comments. So thank you for everybody viewing and tuning in.
Thank you.
Okay. And the Love and Appreciation giveaway is going to be this Thursday. It's going to be from 2 to 4 p.m. It's going to be in Ferguson, Missouri at the St. Louis Fish and Chicken location. I'll have some more information about that on my website.
What's your website, Niecy?
It's going to be on That's So Good page. It's going to be on Niecy's page. It's going to be on Twitter. I'm also going to put a little link on YouTube just in case people on YouTube don't want to get off of there. But it's going to be some food for you to get, some little gifts and stuff. So the first 50 to 100 people that show up will get something free. And then also in March, I've linked up with Operation Food Search, and we're going to be doing another giveaway in the North City of St. Louis at the church with Mr. Pastor Booker on Hamilton and Julian. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be another giveaway. We're going to be giving away some stuff for about 100 people.
That's
and
great.
Each month, such as yourself, I'm going to have a special guest to talk about some things that's going on in St. Louis and, you know, topics that can help influence us and keep us, you know, in the now. And I'm just so excited for you to have come today to talk about Black culture. You're so, so knowledgeable of it, and you look amazing today.
Oh, thank you. As far as I'm concerned, I know that much. It's just so much more. This is so much more to know. So, thank you.
You're very welcome.
For
and again,
for having me.
You're very welcome. Again, a fun fact for our audience is that African American cuisine is really soul food, and it originated in 1960 from our Southern African American families who wanted to, you know, promote their ancestry's cooking. We kind of got in trouble for reading and writing, so we kind of had to verbally pass it down from generation to generation. So if you know how to cook something that's real good in the family, just know that it was passed down, you know, from somebody in the family that had to save that recipe just for you.
So that was 1960?
1960 is when the soul food terminology came into place. From our Southern African American families, because they wanted to bring that food. And so now it's our traditional holiday favorite now, but they call it soul food. But our main intent today was to let you know soul food is not always unhealthy, that you can prepare it in a healthier version for it to become a household favorite.
That's very true. And you see, you know what?
Yes, ma'am.
You might want to add to your food offerings is carrot pie.
Carrot pie?
Carrot pie.
Carrot pie.
And you make it just like you do sweet potato pie.
So instead of using the sweet potatoes, use carrots with the same ingredients. We're going to try that.
Got to try that. Yeah.
We're going to try that. Carrot pie. I hear that. Yes, carrot pie.
Yeah, that was a dish that the Nation of Islam made very popular.
Oh, yes.
And you know what? I actually used to be in the food business, Niecy. I had, my business was called, my pie was called, Lord, I forgot the name of my carrot pie. Well, my cookies were called the Goody Cookie.
Oh, so it was good too.
It was good. It was delicious. And I used to sell my pies, and my husband convinced me to make a carrot pie. He's been trying to get me to make some carrot pies for a while. Anyway, he convinced me to make some carrot pies last night, and I was so pleasantly surprised. And he said, "The word, I'm ready to eat it." I said, "Okay, I'm gonna let you taste it first."
Did you?
He liked it.
Was the carrot shaved? Mm-mm. Or it was whole carrots?
It was a whole carrot, just cut off the tip.
Okay.
You know, the head, not the tip. Cut off the head and, you know, clean the carrots real good. And I put them in the blender. I used to mash them. Ugh.
That's
now,
okay.
Thank God for the big blender. But
practice,
yeah, you just make it just like
practice makes perfect.
Sweet potato, sweet potato pie. And I try to bake vegan. So I made mine vegan. It's really good. But yeah, you should try that.
It's pretty good. I've actually got a lot of vegan dishes in my catalog now. So it's actually good. You just got to use the right seasoning.
Yes.
The right seasoning. And that's all it is. You can cut your arm off and cook that. If you season it good, it'll be good. I was just a joke.
She was just joking. She ain't going to do that.
I ain't going to cut my arm off. But thank you, you know, so much again.
Oh, you're welcome.
And please feel free to tune in to the podcast at any given time to hear the feedback from today. And again, the giveaway is this Thursday from 2 to 5. I'm going to extend the hours just in case people didn't hear the announcement. And thank you again, Ms. Deborah Ahmed.
Thank you so much, Niecy. Ms. Nashanta Larry, this was wonderful.
You're very welcome. You have a wonderful day.
You do. Everybody else that's out there, stay safe. And you too, stay safe. And be well, stay healthy, and eat food because it's that so good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful day, Facebook. Bye bye.
How did we do?
Great.
37 minutes.
Yeah. That's what the live says.
Watch
yeah.
your hand. Oh, that was fun, Niecy.
Yes, it was. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, you're welcome.